The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, the Amen.
Daf Mem Gima. The Daf is being studied in Nishmat Marzikin Yosef, Ben Eden. Amen. This daf is being studied for Shlomo Moshe ben Rav Natan ben Shulamit she'over nituach hayom. En narefana lo. Zichut tzedikim yagen ba'ado. V'atoker ba'davo. V'chen yirason v'nomar. Amen. We get today's daf on Mem Bet Amud Sheni. And we are at the Braita. Tanu Rabanan. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before they get wide. Tanu Rabbanan vehemit ish o isha. Okay, what's the scenario that we're talking about? What's the Torah talking in that pasuk? Let's get the full pasuk. Pasuk says, v'im shon nagachu metemot shalchom. Okay, you have a mu'ad. V'u'ad bev'alav, rishmenenu, vehemit ish o isha. Okay, Torah says, whether the animal killed a man or a lady, hashor yisakel, you got to kill the animal. I mean, don't think there's a haluk between killing a man and a lady. Lady's equal to this. Kill lady, you're a human being, obviously. Put the animal to death, and the owner has to pay reparation. Amar Rabbi Akiva, v'chi ma baze lelamedenu. What is that pasuk isha coming to teach me? Im lehayev ala isha ki ish. If it's coming to tell me, you should know that killing an isha, the sword, is the same deen as an ish. Hare kevar ne'emar. I know this already. Ki yigach shor ish o et isha. Which means when it comes to goring, the pasuk does not make a haluk between ish and isha. If an animal gores an ish or isha, you have to pay. So when it kills an ish or isha, we know the dinim are going to be the same. So why does the Torah have to write isha legabe a shor that kills an isha? What's the hadush? To tell me, I have to pay for the animal's hayab. The owner's hayab for killing yourself. We know that already from the damages. Ish and isha are equal. Ela lekish isha leish. Oh, it's tell me big hadush. To make a kish, to compare a lady to a man. In what sense? Ma ish. Nezakav li yorshav. Animal kills a shor. Animal kills a shor. Animal kills an adam. An ish. The owner of the shor has to pay damages. Who do you pay the damages to? To the inheritors of the ish. Okay, yeah, goes to the inheritors. Who inherits a man? His inheritor, the children. Children, goes to the children. So to af isha, nezakeh li yorsha, hedush. So to a lady, you tell the animal gorda, don't think that the damage money is going to go to a husband, it's going to go to her children. So lehakish, and we're learning now inheritance laws, that just like ish, the nizakim go to the yorshim, his yorshim, children, so to isha, nizakeh li yorsha, velo leba'al. That's a big hadush in the laws of inheritance, nashi. Nizakeh li yorsha, velo leba'ala. Right, that's the hadush. V'sabar Rabbi Akiva lo yarit la ba'al. Hold it. But Rabbi Akiva is going against all the inheritance rules. Normally the law is that a lady dies, the inheritance money goes to the husband. And Rabbi Akiva holds of that, by the way. How do we know? V'atanya we have a braita. V'yarash ota. B'ferush pasuk. V'yarash ota. The husband will inherit her. Mikan shaba'al yoresh et ishto. Debre Rabbi Akiva. So what do you want? Clearly, Rabbi Akiva holds the way the inheritance line goes down is it goes from lady to the husband. So what are you telling me now? Hadush, lady to Yorsha. What are you talking about? Amar Resh Lakish, lo amar ela bekofer.
And listen, the Biyashba didn't say this rule by every inheritance. Right. Normal inheritance is what? Goes from the lady to the husband. Kofir is different. Kofir goes from lady to the child. How? Why?
Hu il ve'en mishtalem ela le'ahar mita.
When does the lady become ra'ui for kofir? After she's dead. A normal inheritance, how does it work? The lady owns the money. She dies. Oh, that type of money that she was muhzeket, she had, that type of money goes to the husband. But money that didn't come to her till after she's dead, i.e. kofir, so that type of money, since she wasn't muhzeket, mehayin, so that type of money skips the husband and goes to the children. Vehavile ra'ui. Now, what is ra'ui? Ra'ui means it's coming to her. It's coming to her, but she's not a muhzak. Which means, I could have argued and said, listen, she's on a deathbed. The doctors come along and say, she's going to die. So already you can start calculating the kofir payments and say, you know what, she's already worth $10,000 in kofir. But bottom line, that's only called ra'ui. That's not called muhzak. And therefore the law is something that's ra'ui to come to her doesn't fall to the husband. Only something that she is muhzeket on.
Look at Rashi, ra'ui. Velo muhzak, v'kayim malan b'yesh nohalin. We have a rule in Gemara Baba Batra. Te'ena ba'al yoreshet ishto b'ra'ui lavo la'achar mitata kebemuhzak la'mehayim.
Rules. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva doesn't argue on Hilchot Yerusha. You're right. Something that she had in a pocket, and she, when she dies, it goes to the husband. But something that was not hers yet, it was ra'ui. Coming to her down the pipe, but till she dies, it's not hers. That type of money skips the husband and goes to the children. Pasuk for what? That's the hadush of the pasuk. That's coming to tell me that. Oh, so continue the Gemara. Gemara says,
"My tama." Oh, what's the reason? Amar kera vehemit ish o isha. Hashor yisakel vegam be'alav yumat im kofer yushat alav.
Because of that pasuk. This is the source. The source is that when it comes to kofer payments, we're comparing ish to isha. And just like ish, the money goes to the yorshim, so to isha, the money goes to the yorshim. Rashi,
my tama. And kofir mishtalim ela lechar mita,
which means, now the Gemara asks another question. The Gemara is saying, why is that so? Why is kofir only paid after mita? This is a different question. My tama is the question. You told me kofir is paid after. Why? Maybe I could argue kofir already is given to her when she's still alive, when the doctors already assess that she's going to die. Maybe already money's in her pocket.
So the Gemara says, my tama gerashi, my tama in kofir mishtalim ela lechar mita. Afagav dekliv vehemit, nema dekivan she'amduhu lemita lishtalem mehayim.
Maybe I tell you that once already she's assessed that she's going to die, maybe pay her when she's still alive. Who told you that kofir only hits her after she's dead? It's not a question. Good question, yeah?
Look at the next Rashi. Vehemit. Shor eno beskila ad she'amut anizak dekliv vehemit ish. Hashor yisakel.
Which means, when do you kill the animal? You only kill the animal if the animal killed. Hashor yisakel when vehemit. And only after the animal's getting stoned, then already it says you pay kofir. So therefore from the pasuk I learned that none of this stuff kicks in until actually Hashor yisakel. Umatai Hashor yisakel, dafka kishemit. Oh, kishemit, kofir yushat. So therefore, that's the hadush of Rabbi Akiva, that the laws of inheritance in kofir changes.
Gemara asks, Ubenizakin lo?
Oh. Which means, what, only kofir, you telling me, skips the husband? What about regular damages? Forget about killing the lady. What about if a shor damaged the lady? So it sounds like, according to Rabbi Akiva, in that case, the money would go to, well, to, would go to her, and if something happened to her, it sounds like it would go to the husband. But the Gemara says not so. V'atanya, listen to a story. Hika et ha'isha. Guy hit a lady. V'yatsu yeladeha. Oh, this is the case. But she could still be alive, but you caused her a damage. How did you cause her a damage? Miscarried. Babies came out. Noten nezek v'tza'ar le'isha. Well, that's her damages as nezek and tza'ar, pain and suffering. She gets that money. Udme valdut leba'al. And who gets the money for the kids? You give that to the husband. En ha-ba'al, let's say the husband is not around. Noten liyorshav. So you give it to the husband's inheritance. En ha-isha, let's say the lady is not around. Notenet liyorsheha. What does that mean? That she nezek v'tzar, which means the damage is for her. If she's not around, what would happen? Maybe she died. Correct? Not from the damages. She died. Stam. Oh, now these guys owe money. This guy damaged. Who do you pay it to? You pay it to her inheritors. Doesn't go to the husband. So what are you talking? You see over here, right here, that there's no difference between kofir and nizakim. Nizakim also skip the husband and go to the inheritance. So why did Rabbi Akiva come along and say, oh, kofir, hadush, what do you mean? But nizakim also. I owe, somebody owes $1,000 to this lady because damages. What's the deen? If she's alive, I'll die, pay her. She dies, what do? Give it to their kids. Your shot. Oh, Rabbi Akiva, what do you do with that? Now just continue the braita, because we're not finished the braita. Hayta shifha v'nishtahrera. Okay, what's the case? You have a shifha kana'anit. She was freed. Okay, freed a shifha kana'anit. Who'd she marry? She married an Eved that was mishuhrar. Eved kana'anit, that's who they usually get married. Okay? And what? Same story. She got pregnant. Guy came and damaged. Where does the money go to? Or giyoret. Or let's say she's a convert. Bottom on all these cases, there's no relatives. Anybody that converts has no relatives. So now the question is, well, if she's alive, she'll get the nizik. If she's not around, where does that money go? So where do you think the money's going to go? You just hold it. Because I'm the first one that's zocher. I owe the money, right? Tefker. Now she died. There's no inheritors. I'm the first one holding the $1,000. I put it right back in my pocket. That's what the Gemara says. Zacha. The guy himself who did the damage, or the owner of the animal, he's okay. Look at the Ketap Rashi. He giyoret, me'uberet megir. Again, talking about where giyor was married to a gir. So there's no relatives, there's no inheritors, nowhere. Umetu shenehim. Both of them died. Okay? Patur, menakol, shu kodem, because he comes first. Ho'il ve'en la yorshim, kol ha'kodem b'shera ha'zakha. Ve'yesh, ve'zesh yeshno b'yado, kodem lakol. Adam, right. Aval Yisraelit me'uberet mi'Yisrael. That's this case. Let's say you have a Yisraelit, married to Yisrael, regular Jews. Afilu en lahem banim, no children. Yesh la yorshim lirash halka, ve'yesh lo yorshim lirash halko. Right, then you go to the brothers. They have relatives somewhere. There's always a relative somewhere for that. But in a ger, nobody. Good. Now, v'davka nishtahlera kodem habala. Okay, now that she just goes to the side point. In the case of nishtahlera, she was freed, and then she got damaged. But if she was freed after the damage, then the master gets the money. But that we're not talking about that case. In the case of the Sha'arur, it's got to be she was freed. Now she got damaged. Now we discuss who gets the money. She's alive. She dies. But if she got damaged when she was still under the ownership of the master, certainly the master gets the money because that's part of his rights. Okay, good. Now we get to the question. Stop. Put a question mark right over there. Which means Rabbi Akiva What are you telling me only by kufir? That what? Goes from the lady, she's not around, children. By Nizakim, it also goes like that. Short went, damaged the lady. What happened? Miscarriage. What do you have to pay? You got to pay Nizik. What do you pay the Nizik to? To the lady. She's not around. Who do you pay the Nizik to? The kids. So you see what? The deen is by Nizakim as well. What did you tell me only by kofir? Comes Gemara and says, oh, you don't know the case. You know what the case is talking about? Amar Avad Bigrusha. Vekhen Amar Rav Nachman Bigrusha. She is divorced. Rashi. Bigrusha Askinan. Shumach, Noten Yerusha. She Girusha Hara Habbala. That's right. He's not an inheritor. You're right. Normally it would go to the husband. She got damaged. Okay, beautiful. She got damaged. Now what happened? She got divorced. Does the husband Yoresha divorce his divorced wife? No, that's what a divorce means. A divorce. So then, who gets it? The kids. Which normally Nizakim would go to the husband like a regular Yerusha. Happens to be in this scenario, they got divorced. They got divorced. What do you want from the husband? Right? Also, Gemara has a question. Oh, wait, they got divorced. Now you have another problem. Amre. Yerusha. Who gets the money for the kids, the miscarry? The husband, we said. It seems that the miscarriage, which is the value of the kids, the Torah rewarded the husband because he's the husband. So therefore, that's one of the advantages of having a ishut, of a marriage, where the money of, let's say, the dead children, God forbid, is going to the husband. That's like a perk the Torah gave the husband because he's married, let's say. But wait, if you're learning the case they got divorced, then you should split it to Mevadut. She should get, if he doesn't have that perk of, I'm married, therefore I get the Mevadut. You're not married, by the way. So therefore, it should change the Mevadut calculation. What did you tell me that the Mevadut? The Mevadut, give it all to the husband. There's a pain and suffering and all that money, give it to the lady. Okay, good. But there's dead babies there. Well, who gets the value of that? Let's say they estimate the babies, however they can get $500. Give the whole $500 to the husband. Why? All right, the Torah says he's the husband, whatever you want to say. Okay? So that's why they got divorced. So why should he get the whole money? Split it, 250, 250. Yeah? So that's the Gemara's question. Second line, Girusha, Namet tiflok b'demei valdut, Amar Papa. HaTorah zachta deme valdut leba'al. Listen. The Torah gives the money of the kids to the ba'al afilu ba'aleha biznut. It's got nothing to do with the fact that he was married. Torah gives the deme valdut to the father. Not to the husband. Because even if he had znut with this lady, without Chupan Kiddushin, and she had children, and the children, something happened to them, he gets the money. My ta'ama, amar kira ka'asher yashit alav ba'ala isha. Finished. Which means it goes after the ba'ala isha, even without a, which it goes on the bo'il. Ba'ala isha, the one that was bo'il. Not necessarily chuppah v'kiddushin. Therefore, even though it was a divorce, he's still the bo'il. Doesn't weaken his position of bo'il. He gets it. Good. As the Gemara says, I could have gave you another answer over here. What did you have to get involved with a divorce case? You're trying to answer me Nizikin, right? You know, the divorce. So therefore, the money goes from her to her Yorshim. Good. It works. But you didn't got to get, you could have gave a case where they're still married. And it goes to the Yorshim. Oh, how do you do that? Gemara says,
V'nukme l'rava kegon shegavu ma'ot u'rav Nachman kegon shegavu karka.
It's machloket Rava and Rav Nachman, not here, by a case of a bechor. Let's discuss that. Bechor, firstborn. What does the Torah say? Gets double. Right? Simple case.
father dies, whatever assets he has already in the pot, the Bechor gets double share, and then you split the rest up equally. Right? Let's say the father's owed stuff. Well, it's not in the pot, actually, at the time of death. It's on the way. Right? So there's a Machlok Ravan of Nachman. Do you consider the money that's owed in the pot already, that the Bechor will get double? Or do you say, no, that's already wasn't here. And therefore, everybody's equal. The Machloket works like this. One Shita holds, the father lent money. Right? If the guy pays back in money, that's considered it was here already. Because he's giving back what he got, it's like it's here. But if he gives back karka, if he pays back in karka, oh, I lent you money, maybe karka, different item. Others say, no, adraba. That karka, since there's a shi'bud on it, it's as if what? It's here already. Therefore, when the borrower pays back karka, we consider it as if it was in the pot already at the time of death. Therefore, the bechor, pishenayim. Good. Let's apply that by the case of nezikim. And we'll apply it like this. Gemara says, Damarava, Rava says, Gabu karka, let's say they got paid, these yorshim. They got paid in real estate, yeshlo. It's theirs, meaning yeshlo, meaning he gets double portion. Gabu ma'ot endo. But he owes by money, no. Rav Nachman amar gabu ma'ot, if he got paid in money, since he lent money, and he got money, it's like he's getting his money back, yeshlo. Gabu karka endo. Oh. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, let's learn the case over here where what? They're married. Who's married? You have a guy that's married to a lady. An animal came and gored her. What happened? The Veladim came out and died. So would you tell me? All right, the Veladim got to the husband. Okay, leave that we know. But who gets the Nezik and the Tsar? She gets it. And if she's not around, give it to the kids. Oh, you know why? Because I'll tell you already that the case is talking about. Look at Rashi. Venuk mele Rabba, please. See Rashi, Venuk mele Rabba. Lama lehu le Rabba vele Rav Nachman. Leukma begirusha. What did you got to give a case of a girusha? Lukma mor kedi'ite umor kedi'ite biyesh nohalim. Learn it like whatever they learned in the Shitot and Gemara Baba Batra. Nukmer the Rabba kigon shegabu betin ma'ot min mazik. Oh, betin already took ma'ot from the mazik. Leshalem nezik v'tzar. V'afagav shenitchayev la mechayim. Even though she got paid. Mechayim, she betin, took the money. So already the money was by her. Lo adit memilve bishtar. The Amar Rava, read next Rashi, gavu yorshin karka. Let's say the inheritors got paid in karka, bimalve, shelva aviyem yeslo bechol pishenayim. Why? David kimuzak. Because it's considered it was there already. The high karka ishtabed le abuhon. Gavu ma'ot inlo pishenayim. Telavani ma'ot ni abiyem. Which is, that's not the money that the father gave, and therefore it's only something that's considered ra'ui, something that is worthy to come. Which means, by bechor, in order for the bechor to get double, it has to be muhzak, it has to be there already. The bechor doesn't get double on stuff that is ra'ui. So we have a machloket, what's considered muhzak? So one shita says, if they pay back in karka, that karka is considered already by the father, right? Because it was a shemud on it from before. Another shita says, no, if he pay back in money, the money is considered muhzak, because he lent money, and he got back money. And therefore, since it's muhzak, what's the deen? The bechor gets double from things that are muhzak. Good. The Rav Nachman Amar, continue Rashi, gavu ma'ot yeshlo, deki muhzak teme shari ma'ot telva, bienu ma'ot tatlu, gavu karka, enlo, the kalkaloni abiem, the habidaui, the achename. Here also, lukme Rav Nachman, kegon shegabu karka, de ave raui. A
That's right. Which means, say the case is like this. According to the Shita that says, money is considered muhzak, but not karka. Good? So say the case like this. What happened? You have the lady, she's owed money, right? Beit Din came along, and they took karka. Go slow. Karka, does it belong to the lady? No. According to the Shita that says only money, karka doesn't belong to the lady. Oh, if karka doesn't belong to the lady, when does it kick in? After she dies. Oh, what's the law? If the money doesn't kick in after it dies, it goes straight to the yorshin. So therefore, you don't got to jump to divorce. You can give me a case. There's peace. They're married. Everything's good. Oh, she's not around? Go to the kids. You know why? Because Beit Din already was goveh karka. According to the Shita that says karka, she's not considered a muhzak. So therefore what? It's only something that's ra'ui to her. The law is things that are ra'ui and not muhzak do not fall to the husband. They fall to the inheritors. So therefore, you could have learned the case like that based on what Rabban of Nachman said in Baba Batra, that money that is owed, depending how you look at it, is karka the muhzak, or is money the muhzak? Give the scenario. According to the one that says money is the muhzak, the Beit Din took karka. Karka is not hers, it's ra'ui. Ra'ui doesn't go to the husband, ra'ui goes to the kids. Why don't you say that? Gemara says, you're right. You could have said it. Amre, the B'nai Yeshiva answered, Hani midi libne ba'araba, aliba de Rabbanan. Which means, that answer that you want to say with Bechor is according to the Hakim Eretz Yisrael, the rabbis over there in Eretz Yisrael. They hold like that over here. That they hold that why it's considered ra'ui, and therefore since it's ra'ui, it's not hers, therefore if she dies, it goes to the... However, ki ka'amre ha'cha bekerebi, which means Rebi holds all money is considered muhzak. Which means you're right. You brought me a nice machloket. But by the way, that's according to the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. According to the B, no matter what Beit Din takes, it's considered already the ladies. So therefore, if it's considered the ladies, it should go to the husband. That's why you have to give a scenario of divorce. Where you have Gerushin, and therefore it doesn't go to the husband, it goes to the children.
The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Shor she'emit et ha'eved. So what do you have? A shor, mu'ad. It killed an eved. Shelo bechavana. Okay, the deen is if it kills the eved, shelo bechavana, so you don't put the animal to death. The animal only gets tekila if it kills with kavana. So since you're not killing the animal, the deen is patur mishloshim shekalim. Normally a shor mu'ad that kills an eved, the owner of the shor has to pay knas shloshim shekalim to the owner of the eved. But here, since it was done shelo bekavana, and you're not putting the animal to death, so therefore there's no shloshim shekalim. Shnei emad, kesef shloshim shekalim yiten ladonav, v'ashor yisakel. Kozeman shashor beskila abealim mishalmim shloshim shekalim. En ashor beskila, en abealim mishalmim shloshim shekalim. So it all depends. If the animal gets tekila, you pay the shloshim. The animal doesn't get tekila, you don't pay the shloshim. And in this case, since the animal killed the eved shelo bekavana, he doesn't get tekila. Therefore, the owner doesn't have to pay shloshim. So that's the deen of the Bishimon ben Lakish. Amar Rabba. Now we give a similar halakha from Rabba. Shor Shehemit ben Chorin. Shelo bekavana. So now we have a Shor Mu'ad again. Kills a ben Chorin, a regular free man. Shelo bekavana, unintentionally. Patur mekofer. Let's review the laws. Normally, a shor that kills a person, shor mu'ad that is, so the owner has to pay a payment called kofer. However, in this case over here, where the shor killed the guy, shelo bekavana, since you're not putting the shor to death, the owner does not have to pay kofer. And the Gemara says, shene emar, hashor yisakel, vegam be'alav yumat. Im kofer yushat alav. Kozeman, shehashor biskila, be'alim mishalemim kofer. En hashor biskila, en be'alim mishalemim kofer. Look, that's the rule over here. Now, we have to point out that if you remember, we had a shita above of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar learned the Rasha from the words Baal Hashor Naki. What did he learn from there? Baal Hashor Naki, that if a tam kills a person, so the deen is, you don't pay Hatzi Kofir. You might have thought that just like there's a Hatzi Nezik by a tam, so you might have thought that if the tam kills there's a Hatzi Kofir, Kamash Malan Baal Hashor Naki, there is not. So the Rabbi Akiva asked on Rabbi Elazar, Peshita, where are you going to take the kofir from? From the dead animal? Have you ehu lebedin? So the Gemara said, no, he was talking about a case where the animal is not being put to death. Talking about a case where the animal was mitkaven to kill an animal and ended up killing a person. So it was shalom mitkaven. So you would have thought that maybe you take hatzi kofir from the animal. Kavash malan ba'alashon naki. Now, obviously, the Bila doesn't hold of what we just said over here. Because here the Gemara is saying a rule. When the animal is not put to death, there is no kofir. Even if the animal is a mu'ad, but killed shalom bekavana, there is no kofir. If this is true, meaning if Rabbi Elazar agreed to this, he would not have needed his whole Baal Ashur Naki. Just say very simple. If it's a case of shalom bekavana, animal is no sekira, there is no kofir. So obviously you have to say that Rabbi Elazar did not subscribe to this derasha we're saying here. Therefore, he needed his derasha of Baal Ashur Naki. We could read that in Rashi for a minute. Look at Rashi. En Ashur Biskila, En Abahalim Mishalmim Kofir. Rabbi Elazar Damar Le'el. That was Rabbi Elazar said above. En Dini, Ela Bimitkaven Narog, Tadig Ale. He argues on this. Temititztiricha Klal Miftere Betam Shelo Bekavana. The fact that he needs a pasuk to teach me Baal Ashur Naki, that what? That if a tam killed shelo bekavana, there's no chatzi kofir. It's mashma that what? That if a mu'ad would have done the same thing, he pays kofir. Only because it was a tam, there's no such thing as chatzi kofir. Aval, mechlal de mu'ad shelo bekavana, patun memita bechayav kofir. Understand Rabbi Elazar? Which is when he said above, there's no chatzi kofir, he only meant by a tam case. Mashma, that in a mu'ad case in the same scenario, when it's kaven narog zeh, ve'arag zeh, you're going to pay kofir even though the animal is not being put to death. So therefore you see, as she points out, Rabbi Elazar argues on Rava's statement over here. Etive, we have a question from a braita. Etive Abaye, Abaye brings the question. Hemit shori et peloni. The owner of the shor admits. He says, listen, my shor killed so-and-so. He's admitting. Or shoro shel peloni. Or he admits, my shor killed so-and-so's shor. Hare ze mishalem al pi atzmo. Even though the guy admitted it himself, he's got to pay. Now, what does he got to pay? My lav kofir. He's got to pay mashma kofir, even though you're not putting the animal to death. Because we have a rule. When the guy admits that his animal killed an Adam, on his own admission, the animal is not put to death. Rashi says, or shorosh shel peloni, b'mu'ad ukimna b'perkak kama. Good. We're talking about the animals of mu'ad. Katani miyat emit shori et peloni meshalem al pi atzmo. My lav, Rashi, kofir. Now, for God, then I should be skila, even though the animal is not being put to death. Why? Share hoda. Ve'amru kemitat ve'alim kach mitat tashor. Ve'adam behoda ato eno neherag. Which means, if a person admits himself, we would not put him to death. So too, we don't put the animal to death if the owner himself admits. That's a rule. So let's review the case. But I came along and said, the fellow shows up in Beit Din. I want you to know, Rabotai, my animal just killed the guy. My animal, that was a Mu'ad, by the way. Well, Beit Din says, all right, well, we have a rule. On your own admission, we're not going to kill your animal. But what? The deen is Mishalim. Now, what does it mean, Mishalim? Mishalim Kofit. Oh, so Rava, your rule that you just gave me, that kofir is only dependent if you're killing the animal, and if you don't kill the animal, you don't pay kofir. You see, this braita is being soter that. Because here we're not killing the animal, and still it says, Mishalim, tira against the Rabbah, that's Abayah's question. Gemara says, lo, damin. When we said he's got to pay, he's not paying kofir. He's paying money. Which means, what's the difference between kofir and money? Look at Rashi. Lord Damim, Hadik Tani Mishalem, that would have said the Brayta, he pays. Lav Bitorat Kofir Dinif'e Kapara. Kofir is a payment where you're paying a remuneration to the relatives. But that's a kapara. Right? Your animal murdered? It's an atonement. The Afidu Lo Mishalem Nameh Kegon Ilet Nixer Lav Bichlal Oneshu. Which means, let's say the guy doesn't have money. Right? So he doesn't pay kofir. But the kofir is not a punishment of some sort. It's a kapara. The end kofir below skila, the shor. We agree. Unless you're killing the shor, you don't pay kofir. Aval hacha, the itle nechse. In this case over where the guy has money, al kurhat meshalim damin. He's paying over here not for kapara, for kofir. He's paying for damages. Listen, when you kill somebody, it's not going to be better than if he damaged the animal. If he damaged the animal, wouldn't he have to pay nizik? Wouldn't he have to pay for damages? So now when he killed, his animal killed, so we're going to say what? I pay for the damages. I don't know, make an assessment of how much a guy was worth, how much he lost now by killing him and things like that. So there's two payments. There's kofir payment, which was a kapara, special deen, and then you have damin. It seems that when there's kofir, that's the only payment. But now we're saying that when there's no kofir, there'll be another payment, at least for damage. Okay, we're not going to make you pay this kofir kapara payment, whatever it may be, but I'm still going to make you pay for damages, like if you would have gored, like if your animal would have gored the guy, wouldn't you have to pay this ikshalim? Now that you killed him, would you want to pay anything? Well, see, we're not going to let the guy walk away. Well, my animal killed somebody. Oh, animal killed somebody. We don't kill the animal. Good. So what? Kofir, you don't pay either. So I just walk away. No recourse. No. Gemara says you'll pay, but you'll pay damin. You'll pay for the damages. Good. So there's no stira against Rava. Rava's deen was kofir and sekila of the animal are interdependent on each other. We have skila, there's kofir. But that doesn't mean if there's no skila, there's no payment at all. When there's no skila, the guy will have to make a payment of nizik, of damin. That's the way we answer the braita. Gemara says, wait, that's not going to be so good. Gemara says, idamin, five lines at the bottom, idamin. We're talking about money. Emma sefa, I'll bring you a question from the sefa of that braita. What does it say? Emit shori et avdo shel peloni. What's the case? Emit shori et avdo shel peloni. The guy comes along and admits, my animal. Emit shori et avdo shel peloni. My animal killed the shor of so, the eved of so and so. Eno mishalem al pi atzmo. So he doesn't have to pay the 30 shekalim. Because again, what's the rule? Since you're not killing the animal, so the rule is the only time you have to pay 30 shekalim is if you're putting the animal to death. But in this case over here, since he said my animal killed the ayavid, so the animal is not put to death, and therefore it says eno mishalim al pi atzmo. Okay, fine. That's only eno mishalim al pi atzmo, the 30 shekalim. Ve'idamin, but if you're talking about that, there's another payment. There's the monetary payment you have to pay for the damages. Amaylo. Which means once already you introduced to me that there's a damim payment, that there's a money, a monetary payment. So just like you told me in the Resha of the Braita, that you told me what? That if a person says my animal killed a ben horim, you don't put the animal to death, and if you don't pay kofir, but what do you have to pay damim? You have to pay for the nezik of the guy. Bottom line, you damaged the guy, his value went down to zero. Similarly, in the Sefer, I should say, when I admit my animal killed an Eved, why did it say Eno Mishalem? It should say Mishalem, Mishalem Damim. So the Gemara says, Amarle. So Rava comes along and says, I could answer you. Yachina Lishinah. I could answer you, Lecha, Resha Damim Vesefa Knas. If I want to be madhik, I could tell you the resha when it said mishalem meant you paid damim, and the sefer that said eno mishalem meant you don't pay the 30 shikalim, which means the resha is damim and the sefer is knas, which means mishalem damim eno mishalem the knas, because the 30 shikalim is dependent on the kila, but that's a dohak. Miu shinuya derika lo mishanina lach. But I don't want to give you a dohak answer to say that the Braita's payment is talking about two different payments. One time it's talking about damim, one time it's talking about knas. Therefore, I can explain it like this. Edi damim. Oh, now the Gemara is going to say a big hadush. Both are talking about damages. Miu, however, there's going to be a difference between when a guy admits that his shor killed the ben horin, that he will have to pay damim. But if he admits that his animal killed an Eved, he does not even have to pay damim. He pays nothing. Why? What's the difference? The chavra damages is damages. Kofir, in both cases, you're not paying, because you don't pay kofir by an Eved. Right? We know that. What do you pay by Eved? Shloshim shikalim. But when you don't put the animal to death, you don't even pay shloshim shikalim. So there's a hadush in the Braita. When the guy admits that his animal killed the ben horim, kofir there's none, because you're not putting the animal to death, but pay damages damim. But when you did the same thing and said my animal killed an eved, kofir for sure there's not. Shlim shkalim there's not either, because you're not killing the shor because it was on its own admission, and there's not even damim. Oh, that's hadush. Why not? What, didn't I damage the guy? Didn't I cause the eved or the owner a loss? Why isn't there even a damim? So the Gemara explains, Miu. Let's the logic of the Gemara now. Ben Horin de Mishalem Kofir al pi atzmo. There is a case where a Ben Horin, a guy for sure killed the Ben Horin, on the admission of the owner, he would pay Kofir. Give me a case where if a guy admitted that his animal killed the Ben Horin, that he would pay Kofir. We can't think of a case because once he admits you're not killing the animal. Witnesses came along and said, this animal over here killed the guy. So it's witnesses that are saying, but the witnesses themselves admit, we don't know if the animal was a tam or a mu'ad. Tam doesn't pay kofir, mu'ad does. The amar mareh, the owner came along and says, what? The mu'ad hava. So it's his own admission, not that the animal killed. The fact that the animal killed, we have two solid witnesses that are testifying that. We're just using the owner to discern for us that the animal indeed was a mu'ad. In that case, the mishalim kofir al piatmo. That's a case where the owner pays kofir even though it came through his own admission. So therefore, since we have a case by a ben horin that kofir sometimes can be paid by his own admission, where there's no witnesses, like in this case where the whole thing is taking place from his own admission that he says my animal killed, mishalim damim. Oh, then I'll tell you, no kofir, but pay damim. Because since you have a scenario of kofir al pi atzmo, I'll say that what? That when there's a total admission from the guy, he won't pay kofir, but will drop you down a notch and will have to pay damim. Which is, we're linking kofir and damim. Where there's kofir in a similar scenario of al pi atzmo, So in a total al pi atzmo, they will be damim. However, gebet, huh? No, we don't kill the, we kill the animal in the first case, even though it's al pi atzmo, because all the, we wouldn't have killed the animal unless the guy told us it was a muad, which means no. Tam, again, in this case, but you don't pay kofir. But you don't pay kofir, which is he's paying the kofir al pi atzmo. The kofir is al pi atzmo, not the animal that he put to death. You're right, an animal put to death even if it's a tam. But the kofir is only because he admitted that what? My animal, by the way, that they told me I was a muad. So therefore, since we see a case where al pi atzmo, there is kofir, so then I'll tell you that al pi atzmo in totality, where he says, my animal is the one that killed and all that. There, where you don't put the animal to death, because that's totally on his own testimony, and we don't put the animal to death on the guy's own testimony, that's the rule. But what? I'll say, at least you're going to pay damim. However, gabe ha'eved, she'eno mishalem knas al pi atzmo, an eved does not pay, the owner does not pay knas, owner of the shor al pi atzmo. Hechi dameh. Same case. Let's say two witnesses came along and said, this shor killed the eved. Okay? And witnesses. Same story. We don't know if the animal is a tam or a muad. The amar mare, and the owner comes along and says, muad ava is muad. Lo mishtalem knas al pi atzmo. So in that case over there, the law is the owner would not pay the knas of shiloshim al pi atzmo. So in a case where you're not paying shiloshim al pi atzmo, we don't have a scenario. In a case where everything is happening by the admission of the owner of the shor, not just the muad status, but the whole thing. Lo mishalem damim. So therefore, Rava saying a big hadush that there's difference between mishalem al pi or modeh al pi atzmo by ben chorin and modeh al pi atzmo by eved. When the guy comes along and says shori haraget ploni, where the whole thing is happening on his own testimony, kofir there isn't, that mean there will be. But in a similar scenario where it says himit shori et avdosh el ploni, there's not going to be shiloshim, that's for sure, because he was modeh, and there's not going to even be damim. That's the way he's learning. There's a chiluk between the cases, and what is it dependent? Because he's linking kofir al pi atzmo and saying like this, since you have a case where al pi atzmo you would pay kofir, so I'll say that al pi atzmo you'll pay damim. But in the case of an eved where al pi atzmo you wouldn't pay shloshim, so therefore al pi atzmo you wouldn't pay even damim. They're linking the two payments together. That's the way Rav Az understanding. Comes the Gemara and says, question: Mativ Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak over here brings a question on Rav Az's answer from a Braita. Right, third line of the Gemara. Mativ Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. What does it say in the Braita? Kol shechayav beben chorin chayav be'eved. Klal, I'm going to give a rule. Whatever or whenever you'd be chayav to pay if your animal killed a ben chorin, chayav be'eved, you'll be chayav similarly in a case if your animal killed an eved, ben be'kofer, ben b'mita. Whether it's kofir, whether it's mita. Now, right away, this braita should pose us a problem without even getting into the question yet. There's no kofir by an eved. So what is the Gemara saying? That parallel cases. Now, whenever you pay kofir by killing a ben horin, you pay kofir when killing a eved. So the Gemara right away says, kofir be eved mi'ika? There's no kofir by when you're killing an eved. Ela lav damim. Oh, so must be it means damim. Meaning, what is the Gemara saying? That whenever you pay damim by ben chorin, example, where the guy admits, my animal killed the ben chorin, when we just said in the Braita, you're going to pay that because similarly, where a guy admits in totality, my animal killed an Eved, you're going to have to pay damim. Oh, Rabbi, you just said, my Eved, there's not even damim on his own admission. You're going against the Braita. So it comes again what on says, Ika de Amre, some say, Hum motivla, Vum mefarekla. Some say that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak asked the question, and he himself answered his own question. Fika de Amre, and some say that Rava came along and answered the question. Amar le Rava, Rava comes along and says, Hachi ketani. This is how you have to learn the Braita. Kol shechayav beben horin bekavana al pi edin. Kofir. Oh. Any time that by a case of a ben horin, we had witnesses. Okay, witnesses, there's nothing stronger than witnesses. Two witnesses come along and say this guy sure killed such a ben horin bekavana. Hayav, and if I have to pay kofir. Al-Pi'adim kofir, hayav be'evid knas. In a similar situation by an evid, the owner would have to pay knas. Two witnesses came along and said, this guy sure killed an evid, a pashut. So therefore, it's parallel. In what sense? That just like if you had two witnesses by a case of a ben-horin, the owner would have to pay kofir, but pashut. Similarly, if two witnesses come along and say the guy should kill the Eved, he would have to pay Shloshim. They call Shechayav Ben Horin. Shelo Bekavana Alpi Edim Damim. Oh. And any case that what? That person is going to be Chayav Ben Horin, where his animal killed the Ben Horin. Shelo Bekavana, where it was done, let's say, Shelo Bekavana Alpi Edim, by Edim. Damim chayav, which means the witnesses came along and they said already, this guy sure killed, but it was shelo bekavana. Shelo bekavana was the deen. Since you don't put the animal to death, there is no kofir. But there is damim payments. Be'eved shelo bekavana al pi edim damim. Which means similarly, where you had witnesses that come along and say, oh, you're sure killed this Eved shelo bekavana. In that case, since it was Alpi, Edim, in a Chinami, you pay Damim. Rava said, I only say you don't pay Damim when it's on your own testimony, which is when the guy himself comes along and says, my sure killed this Eved, or your sure killed this Eved, that's your own testimony. What's the logic? Since you never have a case of Knas Alpi Atzmo, so al pi atzmo, you're not going to have a case of damin. Masha'enkin, when witnesses come along and say, the Eved killed Shelo, the short killed Shelo bekavana, oh, in this case over here, even Rabbah will admit that you're going to pay damin. So there's a chiluk in Rabbah between if it came from his own admission or if it came from Edim themselves. Let's read Rashi. Look at Rashi, please. Hachi ka'amar kol shechayav. This is Rava fixing up the braita, so his shita will be clear. Look at Rashi. Hachi ka'amar kol shechayav. Hachi perusha de braita. Diktani kol lav. Diktani kol. When it says in kol in the braita, all that you're going to be hayab by this, you're going to be hayab like this. Not bimode bepiatzmo ka'e. Not talking about a case where he admits on his own. Because when he admits on his own, there's going to be a difference between a ben horin and a eved. Ben horin, damim. Eved, no damim. Ela be'adat edim. Oh, the case is talking about where the edim are coming along and saying that the animal killed the ben horin. Kistam kol ba'e le bet din, like a regular case of people, witnesses coming to bet din. Ve'adat edim, leka midi de mechayevet be ben horin de lo mechayev be'evet. When it comes to witnesses, there's no difference between testifying on a ben horin that the animal killed or te'evet. Ve'hachi ka'amar, kol shehayav be ben horin be'kavana, The witnesses come along and say, the animal killed Bekavana ben Horin al pi ha'edim kofir. Kilomar, kos hayab ben Horin kofir kegon Bekavana al pi ha'edim hayab name be'eve Bekavana al pi ha'edim knas shelushim. Very good. De'ashur beskila. Good. Just like if Edim came along and testified the animal killed the Kavanah ben Horin, you put the animal to death and you pay kofir. Similarly, if the witnesses come along and say that the animal killed the Eved be Kavanah, the owner will pay 30 shekalim. Because Shehayav be Edim be Kavanah be Ben Horin, Hayav be Kavanah be Edim, it's an Eved. Because Shehayav ben Horin damim. Oh, and any time that the owners are going to have to pay money, meaning not kofir, meaning just remuneration for damages, Vechi dameh, what's the case going on? Shelo be Kavanah al pi edim, shelo be kavanah, meaning the witnesses came along and said, yes, we saw this animal killed this ben chori, but shelo be kavanah, so you don't put the animal to death, so there's no kofir, but there's going to be damim, hayav damim, be'eved damim. Similarly, when they come along and said, your animal killed this, hayav shelo be kavanah, so you're not going to put the animal to death, but he'll have to pay damim, aval, al pi atzmo. But I'm not coming as a douche. But if the guy, if the whole thing was done al pi atzmo, afagav de beben chorim mishalem damim ve'eved patur. Why? Because we found this chiluk kede amrina kede amranu ilu matzinu chiluk ve'al pi atzmo ben kofir de ben chorim liknas ve'eved. Good. Since we found the chiluk al pi atzmo, Rava's chiluk was what? There's a case where al pi atzmo you'll pay kofir. What's the case that we said, al pi atzmo you'll pay kofir, where the witnesses said the animal killed, and the guy admitted on his own that his animal was a mu'ad. Oh, so that's al pi atzmo that he's saying it was a mu'ad. In that case, you pay kofir. Again, without his testimony that it was the animal's mu'ad, it would mean no kofir. I don't care if you're putting the animal to death. I don't know if it was a time or mu'ad. Time you don't pay kofir. So the kofir is really being paid al pi atzmo. Also, Rav's chiddush was, if in a case where al pi atzmo, you have a case of kofir, so in a total al pi atzmo, total way the guy's saying everything, my animal killed, and all, you'll pay damim. Mashe'enkim by eved al pi atzmo, with a similar case. The guy comes along, and you don't have a case of al pi atzmo, meaning two witnesses come along and say, the guy's animal killed an eved, and he comes along and says, the owner, and my animal was a mu'ad. In that case, you would not pay knas of shiloshim. So therefore, al pi atzmo, in totality, you would not pay damim as well. So therefore, Rava makes the chiluk between al pi atzmo, with his damim by ben chorim, and there's no damim by the eved, mashenken al pi edim, they will work out equally. I mean, edim bekavana, זה משלם כופר וזה משלם שלושים. עדים that testify שלא בכוונה, זה משלם דמים וזה משלם דמים. Oh, total admission from the guy. זה משלם דמים וזה לא משלם כלל. That's the way Rava squares off the subject. Comes the Gemara and says, חידוש, אמר לרבה. Rava with an aleph is telling Rava with a hit. Which means you just told me a rule like this. When there's no kofir payment, for example, the guy admitted that his animal killed a ben horim. Oh, no kofir. But you said what? There's damim. Okay, so we have a rule now. I know I have a rule. That if there's no kofir payment, you have to pay damim. Or let's say what? Let's say the case was the animal killed shelo bekavana. Right? Witnesses came. Your animal killed shelo bekavana. It intended to kill the animal and it ended up killing the guy. What's the deen? Do you put the animal to death? No. So in that case over there, we said there's no kofir, but the guy has to pay damim. Okay, that was Rava's case over here. If that's so, that what? That there's a payment. When an animal kills shelo bekavana, Isho shelo bekavana al pi edim neshalem damim. Oh, God, it's like this. Let's say a guy's fire went out shelo bekavana. He lit a fire. He didn't control it properly. Unintentionally, the guy didn't intend to kill. So the guy intended to kill, and you put him to death. And there's nothing to talk about. Shelo bekavana. Isho shelo bekavana. Al pi edim. That means what? The edim are testifying, this guy lit a fire bifshia. He was reckless. But again, he didn't intend to kill the guy. So still the deen should be nishalim damim. He should have to pay damim for the nerag. Because again, there is no kofir. There is no kofir. It's only when an animal gores. That's when the deen of kofir was set. Okay, so there's no kofir payment over here. But the chaura, there should be at least reparations. Now, who said there's not? So the Gemara says, Umina lel rava delo mishalim. Where do you see that Rava is saying that you don't pay? Which means he's asking a question. You gave me a rule, Rabba, with a hit. Anytime witnesses come along and testify that what that the animal did something shelo bekavana, oh, no kofir, but there's damim, so this should apply to ish also. No damage, fire. The witnesses come along and say, guy lit a fire shelo bekavana and it killed somebody, should pay damim. Yeah, maybe you do pay damim. Well, where did you know, Rava, that you're not paying damim? So the Gemara says, how did Rava know that? So the Gemara says, ilema miditnan. Maybe he knows it from the fact that we have a Mishnah. We saw this a few times. A guy lit a fire on a guy's field. There was a gedi, a goat, that was tied to the field. And there was an eved that was next to the field. What's the deen? Besides burning the field, he burnt the gedi and he burnt the eved. What's the deen? Hayav. He has to pay for the damages of the field and the damages of the gedi. Why don't you say that it should be patur because you're going to kill him for the eved? Because you're not going to kill him for the eved. Because the eved wasn't tied to the field, the eved should have ran away. So therefore, there's no kimne b'drabamine. Pay for the damages of the monetary. Oh, Gemara says, eved kafut lo. But if there was an eved that was tied to the field, ugdi samuch lo, and the gedi was next to the field, then the nisraf, and the eved and the gedi got burnt, emo, patur. Now, what does it mean, patur? So we're understanding your patur from paying from the eved and the gedi. This is the way we're understanding now. Patun means you don't have to pay for the Ayavid, and you don't have to pay for the Gadi, but you'll have to pay for the Gadish. Now, I understand why is Patur on the Gadi, because the Gadi could have ran away. The Gadi wasn't tied to the field. However, why is he Patur from paying on the animal that was tied? Oh, so must be that what? That there's no Tashlumin on killing an Ayavid, only in the place where the Torah told me there's a knas of shloshim shekalim. But in another case, for example, al yedei esh, en narigato Torah nezakim, which means, again, like this. Patur. What do you mean patur? You killed the eved. You didn't kill it. Your fire killed it. Okay? Let's go back to a case of a shor. Let's say a shor did this. What would be the deen? Short kills an Eved, what's the deen? Short kills an Eved, you gotta pay. Shloshim. Good. Let's say the short killed it, Shelo Bekavana. What's the deen? No Shloshim, but you pay. Damim. If witnesses come, that's Rava's rule. His witnesses that come along and see animal go Shelo Bekavana, no Knas, Aval, Shloshim Yeh. So Rava came along and, Damim Yeh. So Rava, with Aleph, comes along and says, hey, according to this, where there's no knas, there's damim. So then if your fire killed unintentionally, where there's no knas, there should be damim. Case in point. You have the eved tied to the field. What is the deen in the braita? Or is it braita? It's a braita. It's a mishnah, actually. Now it says the eved is tied to the field. The guy should be coming out when he killed. Witnesses come along and say, oh, we saw the guy light a fire. And he killed the eved. What did it say? Patur. What does it mean, patur? Master patur doesn't have to pay anything. Why does he have to pay anything? The chaura, according to you, Rabba with the hair. True, you're not going to have to pay shloshim because there's no din of shloshim by your fire. But what? the chaura, you should have to pay demim, because your rule is, where there's no shloshim, you'll pay for demim. But over here, it's a case where there's no shloshim, and you're not even paying demim, because it says, patur on the eved. Because why shelo bekavana? Isho shelo bekavana, you patur on the eved in totality. That's the question that the rabbis challenging. Look at Rashi, please. Look at Rashi, dibura matkil ihache. For further clarification of this, iaket deshoro shelo bekavana al pi edim deleta beturat kofen mishalem damin. Since the case of a shor shelo bekavana, there's no kofen, right? But he pays damin. Kevan she is damin limitat adam b'mkom she'en kofen. The knas ishon ame deleta beturat kofen by ish, even though there's no kofen leshalem damin shelo bekavana. Just like a shor, where there's no kofet, there's damim. So by ish, there's no kofet ever by ish, by the way. Guy, the Torah, the hadush of kofet was only said by shor shehimit. But ish shehimit, no. Good, so what? Since you're telling me that kofet, if there's no kofet, there's damim. So by ish, where your ish unintentionally killed, okay, so there's not going to be... The reason why I have to say unintentionally, because if it was intentional, then for sure you don't pay, because you killed the guy. Where your ass killed unintentionally, where there's no kofet, obviously, there should be damim. Very good. Next question. Haya gedi kafut. If the gedi was attached to the field, mega the gadish, hayav a gedi, vagadish, upatun ala evit, tayalo the flower. Good. Well, the evit could have ran away, you patun on that. Next question. Eved kafut, if the Eved was tied to the field, v'gedi samuklo, v'nisrefu emo patur. V'kasavar rava, hay patur, a Eved v'gedi ka'amar. Gedi, I know why patur, because the Gedi should have ran away. Why are you patur on the Eved? A Eved mishum de'en tashtumim le'eved, ela bimkom knas. And since there's no knas of shiloshim, so there's, right, there's no knas of shiloshim on ish. So since there's no shiloshim, so shelo bekavana, there's not going to be damim. Beshor amad v'agidi mishum de'el of the v'roach, and mishum de'kin of the ramine, lo patal le'el kasvar, isho mishum mamanot ve'ekar hayavid. Fine. Comes the Gemara and says, ha'amar ish lakish, nah, that's not the pshat in that Mishnah. Ish lakish explained that Mishnah. Kegon she'esid begufo shel eved, de'kim le'ebed rabamine. You know why you patur on the eved? Because the case is talking about meaning patur from paying. The case is talking about where the guy went to the fire and lit the eved directly. Also, when it said patur, it meant you patur from the for sure. It's patur from the gadish. You know why I'm patur from paying for the guy's field? Because you went and you went matzit the eved himself. You're a murderer. You're a murderer. You patur, which means really, I could argue maybe you'd have to pay damim. Maybe in the Chedameh, if your ish went and damaged shelo bekavana, where there's no kofet payment on ish, maybe you'd have to pay damim, like Rava said. Oh, that Mishnah that said patur? That's patur because we're talking about the guy was metzit the eved directly. Guy killed the eved directly. For sure you'd be patur from the case. Look at that sheet. As he says, third line, ha amar ish lakish to perek yetzad kegon chesit begufo shel eved. Yikale hayuv mita. Ve'afidu agadish namer patur demishum dekim leh. Very good, so we have no question. Oh, so also, but Rava asked the question. That means Rava knew from somewhere in the world that when a guy's ish damages shelo bekavana, you don't have to pay on David. Where did he know that from? Is ve'ela meha. He knows it from here. Detanya, we have a braita. What does it say in the braita? Homer be'esh mebibor. Okay. We're comparing now, we're putting bor and ish together. Now we're comparing stringencies that ish has over bor and that bor has over ish. Homer me ish me bibor sha ish mu'edet lechol ben davar ra'uila ben davar she'en ra'uila. Which when it comes to fire, fire burns things that are, consumes things that are normally consumable, like wood, and it's also hayav on things that are not normally consumable, kelim, and things like that, which means you hayav on all the things. Whatever your fire consumes, you hayav on. Masha'en kem bebor, which means when it comes to a board, it's only hayav on things that are ra'ui. Okay? Certain things, you can be hayav on your board, and certain things you're not going to be hayav on the board. The ilu, oh, So you gave me a chumrah of esh overboard. The ilusha esh mishalemet shelo bekavana damim mashe enken bebor lo ketani. What do you mean? You should have gave me a different chumrah. You should have told me that esh, you'll have to pay damim. For example, if let's say your fire killed a person shelo bekavana, if there was a damim payment, you would tell me. Esh yesh lo chumrah, shima esh shelcha harag adam shelo bekavana mishalem damim, mashenken bebor, because we know a bor, you patur, you hayav on shor, but you patur on adam. But esh, if you tell me if a guy's esh killed shelo bekavana, if there was a damim payment, we found another stringency, which means like this. I'll show you my proof. Rabbah, I have a strong question. Rabbah with a hit. I have a question on you. You know what my question is? You gave me a whole klal over here. You know what your klal was? Your klal was, my short killed shelo bekavana. How do I know? Witnesses came along. Oh, your short killed shelo bekavana. Do you put the short to death? No. Is it kofir? No. But what did he say? But that means you got to pay. Bottom line, you killed the guy. Shelo bekavana, you got to pay something. Okay, beautiful. So I got a rule now. Even though there's no kofir, does that mean, gorgeous? You know something? Let's take ish. Is there kofir by ish? No. The kofir, rule of kofir is not said by ish. But I have a rule up here. I have a braita. The braita is telling me over here, you should know ish that kills shelo bekavana and adam, you don't pay anything. You know how I know that? Because I have a braita that's comparing ish and bor. You know what? Ish is more stringent than bor. Ish already is hayav on things that are normally consumable and things that are not normally consumable. Mashenkin bebor. You should have told me another stringency. You should have said, an ish that kills shelo bekavana also has to pay. Ish kills an adam shelo bekavana has to pay damim. Mashenkin bebor. From the fact that it didn't say that, chumrah must be that what? It doesn't exist. And therefore, your ish that kills an adam shelo bekavana does not have to pay damim. According to you, Rava, why not? The chaurat shouldn't be worse than your shor that killed shelo bekavana that you're paying. So therefore, if your ish killed shelo bekavana, you should also have to pay. So comes the Gemara and says, Dilma tana v'shiyir. Maybe this braita that was listing the stringencies of ish overboard, maybe he didn't list all the stringencies. Maybe you only listed one of them. Maybe there's another stringency as well. That what? That ish shelo bekavana, that harag adam has to pay damim. Just because it didn't say it doesn't mean it doesn't exist, that stringency. Tana v'shiyir. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, you're right. Rava, when he made his statement that ish that kills shelo bekavana doesn't pay damim, he didn't make a affirmative statement. He was asking, which means he made a statement. We understood that. Oh, what do you mean? Ish shelo bekavana, you don't pay damim. How do you know that? We're looking for a place. How do you know that, Rava? Before you ask your question, you got to prove what you just said. Now, don't learn Rava like that. Rava was just asking a question based on what you just said, Rava with a hair. That shelo bekavana by shor. There's no kofir, but there's damim. Oh, what would you say by ish? He's asking. And therefore, el Rava gufeh ibauye mibayile. He was asking the question, which means, in the case of shor sheharag shelo bekavana, you told me what is a damim payment. Isho shelo bekavana mi mishalem damim olo. Take a similar scenario by not your shor sheharag shelo bekavana, but your ish sheharag shelo bekavana. And what's the two sides of his question? Mi amrinan gabe shoru de bekavana mishalem kofer shelo bekavana mishalem damim. Aval isho de bekavana lo mishalem kofer shelo bekavana mi lo mishalem damim. One side of the question is, well, no, since shor bekavana pays kofer, so shor shelo bekavana there'll be damim. But ish bekavana there is no kofer, right? If your ish killed bekavana, there is no kofir, right? Because kofir is only said by shor, not by ish. Similarly, I'll say, shelo bekavana, there is no damim. That's one side of the scenario. O dilma, kevan degabe shoro, shelo bekavana, afagav deleka kofir mishalem damim, גבי אישו נמי, אף על גב, זה בכוונה לא משלם כופר, שלא בכוונה מי המשלם דמים. Or I can tell you, no, listen, שור שלא בכוונה, is there כופר? No, but there is דמים. So I can tell you, כופר and דמים are not dependent. Even though there's no כופר, you pay דמים. So therefore, ish, even though there's no כופר בכלל, but maybe you have to pay them, which means the Gemara's question really is damim dependent on kofir? Or no, do I say maybe you pay damim, regardless whether there's a kofir payment or not? And therefore, that was Rava's question. I got you what you said by Shosh. You told me there's a hiduk. Shosh, two witnesses come along and say, Shosh is kahimit bekavana. Bekavana? What do you do? Put the animal to death? Pay kofir. That's pashut. השור שלך המית שלא בכוונה. שלא בכוונה? שלא בכוונה, there's no כופר on that, by the way. There's no כופר on that. Oh, but you know what Abba's din was? But you have to pay now, not a כופר payment, call it a damim payment. You took the guy's value out of the world. The guy was worth whatever he is, and now he's dead. Okay, beautiful. So I have a rule. אף על פי שאין כופר, יש דמים, אז רק ברוך. So Rabba came along and said, oh, you know, that's interesting. I want to listen to the mechanics of your hidush. Because based on the mechanics of your hidush, it's going to make a tremendous stuff coming out by a similar case of not shorcha shehizik shelo bekavana, but ishcha, your fire, shehizik shelo bekavana. If your mechanics by shor is, since bekavana is kofir, shelo bekavana is damim, then by esh, there won't even be damim. Because esh bekavana, there's no kofir, only threats of kofir by Sure. So therefore, it should not become damim. But if you say no, even though there's no kofir hadaya, but should not become there's no kofir, you still have to pay. I'll say ish also, nothing to do with the kofir. The ish of a person she hemit adam again. Only we'll talk about one case by the way. Ish she hemit adam should not become. Maybe you'd have to pay damim. Not the Gemara says velo yadainan. The Gemara did not allow to be poshetis safek, and therefore the Gemara leaves it in a.
Gemara continues. Ki ata Ravdimi Amar Rav Yohanan. When Ravdimi came from Eretz Israel to Babel, so he said, "Kofir mat Talmud lomar," which means it says in the pasuk that if a shor, if an ox, that's a muad. That already killed three people. So if it kills a person, so the person, the owner of the shor has to pay kofir. You have to pay a penalty. You have to pay, it's called kofir, kapara. So the Gemara asks a question. Kofir, matamud amar im kofir. The Torah has an extra word. Im kofir. What is the im coming to teach me? לרבות כופר שלא בכוונה, ככופר בכוונה. The Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yohanan teaches us a big chidush, that even if the animal kills שלא בכוונה, without intent, and the normal law is that when the animal kills without intent, you don't kill the animal, still the owner has to pay כופר. So the im comes to include a case where the animal is not going to get sekila. Normally when an animal kills, the animal gets sekila. In this case over here, the hadush is im kofir, that even if the animal killed without kavana, for example, it intended to kill this one and kill that one, whatever the case may be without kavana, still the hadush is that you pay kofir. Now that's obviously arguing on opinions that we had earlier, that clearly said, if I'm not mistaken, it was the opinion of Rabbah that said, the only time the owner pays kofir is if the animal gets stoned. But if the animal doesn't get stoned, the owner doesn't pay kofir. Rabbi Yohanan's arguing. He says, no, from im kofir, even if the animal's not getting stoned, you still have to pay the kofir. Amar le'abaye, ela me'ata, according to this logic that you're doreshing the im, eved nameh, matamul domar im eved, which means we have a law that says if a shor kills an eved kena'ani, the owner has to pay a penalty of shloshim shekalim. So that's only talking if he kills the Eved intentionally. But since the Torah says im Eved, so maybe you want to be doresh, even if it kills the Eved unintentionally, rabot Eved shelo bekavana, ki Eved bekavana, maybe you want to say that even if you kill the Eved shelo bekavana, that he has to pay 30 shekelim v'chitim ha-chenameh. And if you want to tell me, yeah, in a chenameh, there's no difference. V'amar Rishtakish, but Rishtakish said, shor shehemit et ha'evet shelo bekavana patur m'shloshim shekelim. Rishtakish clearly said that a shor that kills an evet without kavana doesn't have to pay 30 shekelim. So the Gemara says, Amar le, gavra, a gavra karamit. What are you asking? You're asking a question from one rabbi to another rabbi. Rabbi Yohanan say you will pay. And Rabbi Shakish says you don't. You can't be asking me a question from Rabbi Shakish. Rabbi Shakish says you don't pay. Rabbi Yohanan say you will pay. Ki ata ravin amar Rabbi Yohanan. Eved mat talmud domar im eved. Leravot eved shelo bekavana ki eved bekavana. And the Gemara says explicitly that Rabbi Yohanan holds that even if a shor kills an eved kanani shelo bekavana, still you pay these 30 shekalim. That's his din. Urish Lakish nameh, nema, mede'eved, im eved lo darish, kofer, im kofer, named lo darish. Which means, Urish Lakish is not doresh the extra word of im eved, because Urish Lakish holds that if you kill an eved shelo bekavana, you don't pay 30 shekalim. The question is he doresh the word im kofer? Which means, we said now, according to Yohanan, im kofer teaches me that even if a person, if a shor kills a regular person, a ben horin, shelo bekavana, you pay kofer. He learns that from im kofer. So the Gemara's question is, Rishtakish, that's not doresh im eved. Is he doresh im kofer? So the Gemara says, amri, lo, eved im eved lo darish, kofer im kofer darish. Which means he makes a difference. When it comes to the kofer derasha, im kofer is doresh de im. And therefore, even if the animal kills shelo bekavana, the owner is going to pay kofer. But he's not doresh de im eved. The question then is, umay shena eved im eved. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, because lo ketiv bimkom tashlumim. Kofer im kofer ketiv bimkom tashlumim. It reads like this. When the Torah is talking about the eved, there, it's not talking about the payment of shloshim shekalim. There, the Torah is saying, if the animal happens to gore a eved, im eved, there it's comparing, as opposed to killing a ben horin, im eved. So since the pasuk over there is just teaching you a hadush in itself, that if it kills an eved, but it's not discussing payment, so therefore, he doesn't doresh the im eved. But by the im kofer, kofer is talking about paying kofer. From the fact that it says im kofer, it teaches me what? That there's two payments of kofer. Ben bekavana, ben shelo bekavana. But the im eved is just to define who the person is. And if the person that the short killed is an eved, so that we're not doresh the im. We're doresh the im kofer, because that's why the payment of kofer, ben bekavana, ben shelo bekavana, masha'ekin, the im eved is just for information. And if it's an eved, no, then you pay 30 shekalim. But the eved is for the information itself. Therefore, it's not doresh. So it comes out we have a fantastic mahloket between Rabbi Hanan and Rish Lakish, the Gabe Ashur that killed a person, shelo bekavana. The deen is you don't kill the animal in that case. Oh, but Rabbi Yohanan says, still, you pay kofir. The Shakish says, no, you don't pay, the Shakish agrees. The Shakish will say, yes, I agree with you. Im kofir, comes to teach you, bebe kavana, shlo bekavana. The mahloket between them is gabe eved. Rabbi Yohanan is doresh also, im eved. That if the shor kills the eved, afilu shlo bekavana, don't ask the pay shloshim, shekalim. Whereas the Shakish says, no, I'm not doresh the im eved. Mind you, that this is going against what we learned from the previous daf, Rava, with a head that said, when you don't kill the shor, you don't pay kofir. This is obviously arguing on those opinions. Comes the Gemara now and continues. Vechen beben o bebat. What does that mean? Let's say a shor, bar menan, kills a child, ben o bat. So the law is, again, you put the shor to death, the shor dies, and if it's a mu'ad, you're going to pay kofir. Also, legabe ben o bat. So Gemara said, and it's a befirush pasuk. O ben yigach, o bat yigach. Good? Tarun banan, o ben yigach, o bat yigach, lehayev ala ketanim kegedolim. To come and tell me that the katan is like a gadol. That just like if the shor kills an adult, you pay kofir and the shor is put to death, so too when the shor kills a minor, ben or bat, put the shor to death and you have to pay kofir. So the Gemara says, v'halo dinu. What do you need a pasuk for? I could make a kal vachomer to teach me that ben ubat is going to be a chayv. What's the kal vachomer? The Gemara begins. Hoil v'chayav Adam be'Adam, which means we know Adam that kills an Adam, it's chayav. V'chayav shor be'Adam, and we also know there's a chayuv if a shor kills an Adam. Ma k'shechayev Adam be'Adam, just like when we talk about Adam that kills an Adam, lo shena ben ketanim legedolim, right? When Adam kills an Adam, we don't care what type of Adam he kills. He's chayav even if he kills ketanim. So the same thing when it comes to shor damaging or killing an Adam, lo ta'log ben ketanim legedolim, which means let's make a din. Din in this case, din is not a kal vachomer. It's a mamatzinu. Mamatzinu, just like we find by Adam be Adam, there's no chiluk between ketanim and ketanim, and by shor Shemit Adam, there should also be no difference between Gedolim and Ketanim. So what do you need a pasuk for? L'chara, we can know it from a Mamatzinu. And furthermore, the od Kavahomeru. Not only that, I can donesh a Kavahomer. What's a Kavahomer? Uma Adam be Adam. When it comes to a man killing a man, Shelo asa bo Ketanim ke Gedolim, that Ketanim are not like Gedolim. Meaning, if a gadol kills a katan, he's chayav. But if a katan kills a gadol, not chayav. Which means, by Adam be Adam, lo asa ketanim ke gedolim. But what? Chayav bo ala ketanim ke gedolim. And still the Adam is chayav if he kills a katan, even though it's not both ways. So I'm reading that it's again. Uma Adam be Adam. Shelo asabo ketanim ke gedolim. That the ketanim that kill a gadol, they're not going to be chayav. And still what? Hayev bo ala ketanim ke gedolim. That if a gadol kills a katan, he's going to be chayav. Oh, shor be Adam. A shor that kills an Adam. She asabo gedolim ke ketanim. When it comes to the shor, she asabo ketanim ke gedolim, I don't care how old the shor is. Even if the shor is a katan, even if the shor is one day old and it kills, it's going to be chayav. In odin shechayav ala ketanim ke gedolim, which means in a case where the ketanim are patur, but if you kill them, you're chayav. In a case where the ketanim are chayav, meaning the shor is a katan and he kills, chayav. In odin, it's going to be chayav if he kills a katan. And therefore, you don't need a pasuk to tell me, oh, ben yigach, or bat yigach. I'm going to repeat this kavahomer again. Uma, when it comes to Adam, ahoreg Adam. That what? There's a difference between ketanim and gedolim, meaning what? That Adam that kills a gadol is going to be hayav, and Adam that kills a katan is going to be hayav, even though a katan that kills a gadol is not going to be hayav. And still, even though a katan that kills chayav, Adam that kills chayav, in a case where a shor that is a katan, even if it's one day old, I don't care. And what shor be Adam sha'asabu ketanim kigedolim? We know there's no difference when a shor kills, whether he kills a katan or a gadol. En odin shehayev ala ketanim kigedolim. Or the more so, it should be what if he, whether he kills a katan or a gadol, should be chayav. So that's the Gemara's question. So Gemara comes along and says, meaning, what do you need a pasuk for? Either we have a mamatzinu or we have a kal vachomer. That's the Gemara's question. Good. Which means, Adam that kills an Adam, that the pasuk is lenient, that what? That we don't make ketanim ke gedolim. Because what? An Adam that's a katan is not chayav. Masha'ekin assured that's a katan is going to be hayav, so certainly he's going to be hayav even if he kills a katan. So comes Gemara and says, lo, im amart Adam be'Adam, when it comes to the Adam be'Adam, mamatzinu that you want to bring, I'll tell you, sheken hayav ba'arba'ah devarim. Tomar beshor she'enu hayav bedalet devarim. Which means, you wanted to say, and what if an Adam kills an Adam, there's no difference between a gadol and a katan, so to a shor that kills an Adam, there shouldn't be a difference. You cannot compare Adam that kills an Adam to shor that kills an Adam, because Adam is more stringent. Because Adam, that say damages an Adam, has to pay the five payments. Nezek, tzar, shevet, ripui, boshet. Masha'enken, shor that damages Adam,
doesn't pay the five payments, only pays Nezek. So therefore, you're trying to draw a mamatzinu, that just like we find by Adam, so too, you cannot compare them because one is more stringent than the other. So comes the Gemara and says, look at Rashi, Rashi says, Sheken hayab benizakin arba'ad devarim, shashor patur mehen. So therefore, you cannot compare them. That's why, Talmud Omar, o ben yigah, o bat yigah. That's why I need the pasuk, to come and tell me that if the shor kills even a minor, lehayev ala ketanim, kegedolim. Very good. Ve'en li ela bimu'adim. Oh, this only teaches me that you killed the shor when the shor is a mu'ad. Because the pasuk of o ben yigah, o bat yigah, is talking about when the animal is a mu'ad. Oh, betam minayin. How do I know I killed the shor, even if it's a tam? Because we learned already that a shor tam that kills an adam, you kill the shor. How do I know if a shor tam kills a katan, you also kill the shor? Gemara says, back to the thing. Bedinu, it's a mamatzinu. Ho'il vechayav be'ish ve'isha. That what? A shor that kills a man or a woman. Vechayav be'ben u'bebat. And when it's also chayav, we just learned, if it kills a minor. Ma kishayev be'ish ve'isha. When it came to ish ve'isha, lo halakta bo ben tam le mu'ad. Af kishayev be'ben u'bebat, lo tachlok ben tam le mu'ad. Ma matzinu. Just like we know, if a shor kills an ish or isha, do we make a difference between tam and mu'ad? No. You put the shor to death. Huadin, when it's killing a ben or a bat, well, we know you're killing it if it's a mu'ad. Huadin, you'll kill it if it's a tam. Mamatzinu, just like we found by ish v'isha in haluk ben tam the mu'ad, that you killed the short. Huadin, ben or bat, in haluk ben tam, it's called the mamatzinu. We're just drawing corollaries between the two cases. Ve'od, kavahomet. And further, I can make a kavahomet. What's kavahomet? Ma ish v'isha. When it comes to ish v'isha, sheken hora kocham ben nizakin. They are weak when it comes to nizakim. What does it mean, weak? Which means, if they damage, they have to pay. But if they get damaged by a katan, the katan doesn't have to pay. They're in a weak position. Gedolim are in a weak position when it comes to damages. They pay if they damage a katan. But if a katan damages them, they don't pay. So in humans that have a weak position, legaber nizikin, still you didn't make a difference that if they get damaged, if they get killed by a shor, you didn't make a difference between a tam and a mu'ad that they're going to get killed. Ben ubat, when it comes to minors, shiyafir kohab ben nizakin, minors are in a strong position when it comes to damaging. Why? Because if they damage, they're patur, and if they get damaged, they're chayav, en odit shlo tachlok ben tam and mu'ad, certainly we shouldn't make a chiluk if they get killed. Ben tam the mu'ad, you're going to kill the shor, which means they are considered in a strong position to get payouts. The Gemara says in a different place, ketanim pigi'atam ra'a. Getting involved with ketanim is bad business. Why? Because if they damage you, they don't have to pay. And if you damage them, you have to pay. So Gemara says, be careful from the ketanim. So the Gemara is saying like this, whereas Gedolim, no matter what happens, either way, they get have to pay. They hit the katan, they got to pay. The katan hits them, they don't get paid. So therefore, they get they're in a weaker position. So the Gemara is saying, if by Gedolim, meaning Ish v'Isha, when it comes to Nizikin, Hora Kohan, which means we make them pay, and still, when it comes to them dying by a shor, we don't make a difference in the time of Mu'ad that we always kill the shor. So certainly the strong ones, the ketanim, that they're powerful when it comes to the nizikim payment, they don't have to pay. Certainly we're not going to make a hailuk between if they get killed ben tam ben mu'ad, that we're going to kill the shor. So comes the Gemara and says, Amart. Gemara says, oh, we have a question. V'chi danin kal mechamur leachmir, which means when you're making a mamatzinu, I found this over here, and I found this over here. Just like this is this, so too this is this. But I can only compare things that are equal. I cannot compare something that is more lenient, and therefore put a stringency on it. So the Gemara says, V'chi danin kal mechamur leachmir,
אם החמיר במועד החמור, תחמיר בטעם הקל, which means, just because you're learning, ומה איש ואישה? Now we know by איש ואישה, by גדולים, the Torah did not make a חלוק between טעם and מועד. איש ואישה, טעם and מועד, if whether the animal is a טעם and מועד, you kill the animal. So you see, איש ואישה is חמור. By בן ובת, the Torah only discusses לגבי a מועד. We don't see it לגבי טעם. So therefore, who told you that you can make a mamatzinu between something that is more stringent to something that is more lenient? Which means, all you see by ish ve'isha, there's no difference. Tam and mu'ad, you kill the animal. That's hamur. Ben ubat, you only see it by a mu'ad. So that's more kal. So you can't say, well, if this is over here, ben ish ve'isha, ben tam and mu'ad, so to my katan. What do you mean? V'chidanin. Hamur, mikal, in order to be mahmir on it, look at Rashi. Look at Rashi's language. V'chi danin kal mahamur tam memuad lehmir ala kal denema ki eki da hamur hayav kal nami hayav de kadarash tam memuad b'mamatzinu. Because you learn tam from muad with a mamatzinu. De katani hayev b'ish v'isha v'hayev b'ben u'bebat b'muad. Te'a chayuv de ben u'bat b'muadu, dechtiv. Because it says in the pasuk, "Vekamar ma chayuv de ish v'isha asa botam kemuad av ben ubat nase botam kemuad v'shtekar de kayalif tam muad." You're learning the law of tam from muad. Muad is more stringent. You want to say just like it's chayav in muad, it should be chayav in the tam. Obviously, muad is more stringent. So you cannot make a mamatzinu from trying to learn from the stringent to apply it to a case which is more lenient. So comes the Gemara and says, so therefore the mamatzinu was not good. And furthermore, im amart b'ish v'isha sheken hayavim b'mitzvot. Oh, tomar b'ben u'bebat shepeturim min ha'mitzvot. Then you wanted to make a kal v'chomer. What was your kal v'chomer? You wanted to say, and what? Legabe a ish ve'isha, that they're in a weak position when it comes to damages, and still we don't make a haluk between tam and muad. When it comes to ketanim, that they're in a strong position, certainly we're not going to make a difference between tam and muad, that even if a tam kills a katan, we're going to kill the animal. Wait, I'll tell you why it's not a good kal v'chomer. You know why we're going to be strict by Adam, even though he has a weakness legabe nezikin? But the reason why I'll be strict is because when a tam kills an adam, you kill somebody that was hayav in mitzvot. Because gadol is hayav in mitzvot. Oh, that's why even if a tam kills a adam, I'll say you put the animal to death. Masheikin bekatan, maybe I'll say a tam, you don't have to kill the animal. Because anyway, he didn't kill a person that's hayav in mitzvot. So maybe you can't make a kal v'chomer. Oh, by a gadol that is weak. Certainly, by ketanim that are strong. No, I could argue and say break your kal v'chomer. The reason why Adam, there's no duty tam and muad that kills it, because they killed a hayav b'mitzvot. Mashiach and the ketan, no. Because of that, you need a pasuk, and that's what the Gemara says. Tamud lomar. So how do you know there's no difference between a tam and muad by a ketan? Tamud lomar, o ben yigach, o bat yigach. It says the word yigach twice. To teach me what? Nigiha betam, nigiha bemuad. Whether it gored in tam, whether it gored muad, meaning if a animal gores a person, whether it's a tam and a muad, you're going to have to pay. Nigiha le mitan, nigiha le nezikin. And there's no difference between mitan and nezikin, meaning ben tam, ben muad le mita, meaning if the animal gored as a tam, you're going to put the animal to death. And also there's going to be ben tam le muad le nizikin, which is a chidush, which means like this. Until now, I'm going to read this to you from the Lishonim. Which means like this. We know that tam and muad are written clearly in the Torah. When it comes to damages, tam and muad are written clearly in the Torah.
But that's only written legabe ashur that damages ashur. The Torah does not discuss tamen mu'ad legabe ashur that damages adam. We never saw tamen mu'ad over there. We saw ashur, shemazik shur, first three times, tam, atzi nezek, and next time, nezek shalem. However, the pasuk of his mehadesh, that ashur is hayav over here, if his sword damages Adam, and there's going to be the same chiluk between Tam and a Mu'ad legabe the payment, which is a chidush. So that's what the Yigah Yigah teaches me. Ben lenezikin, there'll be a chiluk, shor shenagah Adam, ben lemita, what does it mean lemita? If a shor kills a ben, or a bat, even if the shor is only a Tam, what do you do to the shor? You put it to death. So therefore, that concludes our so let's just review what we come out with. That's all the Shekla B'Tanya, but let's review the bottom lines now. So what's the Torah's law? Torah will tell me, you have a shor. It gores and kills. Even once. I don't care who it is. Gadol, Ish, Isha, Ben, Bat. What do you do to the shor? You kill it right away. That's the deen. Till we got to that point, because we only know from the Torah itself, ben ubat, that's by a mu'ad. So we needed to learn from the extra words, yigach, yigach, to teach me not only when the shor is a mu'ad, but even when the shor is a tam, you put it to death. Now, the Gemara tried to say, nah, you don't need pesukim, I can learn it from a mamatzinu, I can learn it from a kal vachomer. But the Gemara rejected these ways of learning. Therefore, you needed it from a pasuk. And furthermore, the first derasha that the Gemara was trying to teach us over here was that what? That even if it kills a katan, shor shenagach katan is going to be chayav sikila. Good, like we said, o ben yigach, o bat yigach. That's very good. That we're learning from the Pesukim. And we're also learning that not only when it's a Mu'ad, but even when it's a Tam. So there's two things we came out of here. Ben Yigach Bat Yigach B'Mu'ad, that's the Pasuk. And you need the Pasuk, because I couldn't learn it from a Kavah Homer. And not only Mu'ad is going to be Hayav Mita, the animal, even a Tam. How? Also from Yigach Yigach, En Hevdel Ben Tam, Le Mu'ad. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.